I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, October 26. Coming up, Net Zero Energy Building opened on UWI Mona Campus. Jamaica provides additional support to Dominica and IO Day to celebrate 145th anniversary of Kingston with Heritage Festival. The news in detail after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Jamaica and the Caribbean's first net zero energy building was officially opened Wednesday on the University of the West Indies UWI Mona campus. The 2,300 square foot structure along Gibraltar Way is designed as a model to encourage construction of sustainable and energy efficient buildings throughout the region. As a prototype, it will demonstrate emerging and best practices in the built environment as it relates to energy efficiency, renewable energy, and environmental design. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says now that the prototype building is complete and ready for use, Jamaica is looking forward to the results.
The adaptation and implementation of net zero buildings will go a far way in reducing our carbon footprint, ensuring future utility cost savings, improving daylighting with less glare, and I'm told it will increase worker productivity and comfort.
The building will house the Center for Advanced Research in Renewable Energy, the first of its kind in the Caribbean, promoting research in solar, wind, and biomass energy. A net zero building is one where the total amount of energy used by the building on an annual basis is roughly equal to the amount of renewable energy created on site. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is assuring stakeholders that a recent Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed with the Chinese government allowing local fishery processing establishments to export live lobsters to China will not allow Chinese vessels or fishers to fish in local waters. In a press release issued earlier today, the ministry said despite reports to the contrary, the MOU, signed on September 22, deals specifically with hygiene, sanitation and certification matters to allow for cooperation between Jamaica and China on sanitary and phytosanitary issues to facilitate the export of Jamaican live lobsters to China. The signing of the MOU paves the way for duly licensed Jamaican fishery processing establishments to be able to export live lobsters to the Far East and similar markets. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lauding the Tankworld Group for its donation of 100 tons of Galvalume roof sheeting to the people of hurricane-ravaged Dominica. Mr. Holness says the donation will significantly assist with the relief efforts underway in the Caribbean territory. Valued at $200,000, the donation was routed through the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, CEDEMA. The roofing materials are expected to arrive in Dominica on Tuesday, November 7, after which they'll be installed on 1,000 homes by military engineering units from Jamaica and other Caribbean countries. In the meantime, the National Works Agency has sent its Director of Technical Services and the government's Chief Engineer, Roger Smith, to Dominica to provide technical support. Mr. Smith will be providing advice on the design and construction of a bridge in the country. He will be working alongside the Jamaica Defense Force contingent deployed to Dominica to assist recovery efforts following the passage of Hurricane Maria. And the Institute of Jamaica IOJ will this Friday host its annual Heritage Festival to celebrate the 145th anniversary of Kingston as the capital of Jamaica. The festival is being staged at the IOJ's head office in downtown Kingston and will begin at 10 a.m. Executive Director of the IOJ, Vivian Crawford, says the event also commemorates the 325th anniversary of Kingston as a parish.
The activities include pop-up shops with craft items, natural juices, pastries, we'll have drumming, we have several bands, then we have the cuisine, potato pudding, blue clothes, coconut drops, salt fish fritters, hard dough bread, tonka meal, and then the bus tour, we'll be having two to three buses, because we expect quite a number of students going around the city, and we will show them places of interest.
Mr. Crawford was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Heritage Festival, in its fourth year, is the IOJ's contribution to the celebratory activities for Heritage Month. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.